Today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We got to the last few lines of Samach Hayam and Beis. The Gemara said, Mikol Makom Kasha. There was a Kasha in Rabbi Eli. Rabbi Eli said that God, I'm repeating above, that God of Tlev and Asa Ayol, Egel and Asa Shor, it's Nasa Shinoi Biado. It ends up being a Shinoi, and the God of ends up owning it. He's Kona through Shinoi. And when he goes ahead, if he were to be Toveach or Mocher, he shechs it and sells it, it's his own that he would be selling, and he doesn't have to pay the dollar behe. Because when that he steals a calf, and the calf grows to a cow or a bull, so now it's a new object. That new object is his, and when he shechs it, it's his own animal he's shechting, he doesn't pay the dollar behe to the Nignav, he only pays the initial Karen and Kefa. But then we brought a Bryce that said the other way around, that even if it changes to a bull, he would have to pay. It's not Shinoi Kona, the Nignav still owns it while it's in the possession of the Ganav. So the Gemara says, Mikom Makom Kasha, five lines up. Amar Rav Sheshi says, Hamani, who's the author of this, of what? Let's see. Beishamahi Damri, Shinoi Bimkomo Omedes, Velokani. Beishamahi holds that when there's a Shinoi, nothing changed, there is no Kinin Shinoi. So he's the one who holds, so Rabbi Eli goes against him. Beis Shammai is the author of the Braisa that says, even if the Egel Nasa Shor, it's granted it's a Shinoi, but Shinoi doesn't change anything, it still remains in the possession of the Nignav, and when I go ahead as the God of Shechted, I owe him. Rabbi Eli argues with Beis Shammai and says, no, Shinoi is Kona, and when he shechs the Shor, he's shechting his own animal and doesn't own, the Dal Vehe. How do we know this is a shita? The Sani, the Braisa says, Nasan la besneno bechitin basan solis. He gives chitin to the zona, and it turns him into flour. Or zaysim, he gives olives vasan shemen, turns him into olive oil. Anavim vasan yayin, grapes, and it turns into grape, a wine. So tani chada asr, tani chada mutter. So the halacha is, an esnan can't be used for a carbon. It's asr. So, if it changes though, if there's a shinoi, grapes to wine or olives to olive oil, some say it's still aser, the shinoi doesn't make a difference, while others hold it's mutter. Once it changes, it's a new chefza and doesn't have the stigma of being an esnim, and therefore it's permitted. So, Vama Rav Yosef says, Tani Gurion Masporka, Beishamai Osrin, U Beishila Matirin. That's what's going on here. This is the machlokes. Shammai says it's still us, even though it's a shinoi. He holds shinoi bimkomo omedes, meaning we don't acknowledge there being a shinoi. So the guards to halachas of esnan, even though there's a shinoi, it's still usr. And the guards to halachas of geneva, it's still owned by the nignav, and you would have to pay dal vehei after shinoi. As opposed to Beis Hillel, who argues that no, shinoi is kona, and therefore when I shech the shor, it's a new animal. I don't owe the nignav anything, and in esnan changes form, one would be able to bring it as a carbon. So Gemara wants to know what's the basis of this machlokas. My time at the Beis Shammai. Why does he hold shinoi bimkomo medes? Shinoi really doesn't affect anything. Dechsiv, the pasuk says, and this is the pasuk by Esnan. I'm sure we get the pasuk on the side here. The pasuk says, Lo savi Esnan zona umichir kelev Beis Hashem elkecha lechol neder ki soavas Hashem elkecha. These things are disgusting. Gam shnehem, both of them. So what's gam shnehem? So says the Gemara, gam lirabo shinuyehem. Gam comes to include, even if it undergoes a shinoi, says Beis Shammai, it's still going to be aser to be brought as a carbon. That's why he says, chitin v'asan soles, it's still going to be aser. Beis Hillel says, heim v'lo shinuyehem. The pasuk says, heim also. It says, no it doesn't. There's a pasuk that's where? Where's his diak from? Rashi doesn't say. Interesting. So Shnehem, the two of them, Hem is Dafka those, Dafka the Essen is going to be Aser, but a Shinoi, which is not in the original form, is going to be Mutter. That's Beis Hillel's understanding. So Gemara says now, Beis Shammai, Hahu, Hem, what does he do with the word Hem of Shnehem? Hem, V'lo, V'ladoseim. If the animal were to give birth, those animals, the new calves, whatever animal would be Mutter. And Hudas, that's what comes to teach me. Beis Hillel, Tartish Masmina. He says you learn two things. From the word Haim, you learn two dinim. Haim velo shinuyehem, only them, but not if it undergoes a shinoi. And Haim velo vladosem, only the animals themselves, and not any of the offspring. So then the Gemara says, Beis Hillel, Haksiv Gam. So Beis Shammai says the word Gam is coming to include the shinuyehem. So what does Beis Hillel do with that extra word Gam? What does Gam come to include? Gam, the Beis Hillel Kasha. In Echanami, we don't have an answer. Unclear what he does with that. Either way, The Gemara says, Ad kan lo pligi ela de marsav a shinoi kona, marsav a ein shinoi kona. Everyone agrees there's a machlokus in general whether shinoi is a kinyan according to Beis Hillel, it is, and Beis Shammai says it's not. Aval le'inyan, with respect to shlume, payment, chuli ama kidmei kara mishalim. Now going back to the initial discussion of Gneva, everybody is in agreement that even if you hold Shinoi's Kone, you still go back, and even if you should rather say Shinoi isn't Kone, when it comes to payment, you go back to the initial time, Kidmei Kara Mishalim. The Katsani, as the Mishnah says, Mishalim Tashlumei Kefel, V'Tashlumei Arba, V'Chamisha, Ke'en Sheganov. Meaning, respective of the Machlokas, whether Shinoi's Kone or not Kone, everybody agrees whatever payment's owed in the end of the day, you always go back to the initial point of stealing. You just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Aval inin shlume, the top here. Actually, let's go to the previous case. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Alive, Rabbi Chanina, only with respect to whether Shinoi is Kona or not Kona. Aval inin shlume, kuam kigon kefel, Rabbi Eli, vidal vehele, Rabbi Chanina, or inami biyuk vezula, if it goes up and down in the market value below Shinoi, the chuli alma kidme kar mishalim de katani kein shaganov. So that's what everybody agrees on. So now after all the dust has settled, we can walk away the saying, Lema teve tiufta derav. That is all. This machlokus of these brises that Rabbi Eli brings and Rabbi Chanina bring is a machlokus, is a tiyufta terav. D'amar Rav keren ke'en sheganav mishalim, but he holds tashlume kefava tashlume dal vehei kishas hamad abedin. He holds that we saw yesterday that the double and the four and five go based on hamad abedin. Against what we just saw in the two brises above, which says you go based on keren ke'en sheganav.
How do you see that Rabbi Eli holds that?
What's the raya from him? Let's see.
He's saying that you're not paying tashlumi dal.
Right. So for kefel, he assumes even though there's a shinoi, you're still paying. And I guess in theory, one could say you pay based on the current value hamad abedin. He's back in daf samachay mid beis, the first rather the last narrow line. Rashi says it also. I'm not sure what the raya is from his statement alone. I don't know. I'm not sure why that's so conclusive. But that's what the Gemara says. Not sure. Either way, there's a tiyufta, two tiyuftas on Rav. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava Tlaim Kidmei Kara Damim Kishal Achshev. Rava says it all depends. What are you paying? If you're paying the Tlaim, you're paying with the actual animal, so then you pay kidmei kara, kein sheganav, you pay back that amount. If you're paying with money, so then you pay according to the now. Look at Rashi. Rashi says four narrow lines down, tlaim kidmei kara kolomer bal l'shalim tlaim kidmei kara sagi. If you're paying tlaim, so then you have to pay however many, calves or lambs you stole, you pay that amount of actual lambs now. But you're paying the tlaim ganav v'tlaim m'shalim, you're replacing the actual object. So then you go based on the initial, how many initial tlaim you took. That's kidmei kara. If you're paying money, so then you have to look at the current value, hamad abedin. And there is no stira, just two different ways of payment.
Wow.
Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rabba, shinoi kone, ksiva v'tanina. This concept that shinoi is a kinyan is both a written in the pasuk and also based on a mishnah. Ksiva, it's written, v'heshiv esa gzeila she gazal, and you return the object that you stole. Of course, if I'm returning the gzela, that means it's stolen. So what does it mean, gzela asher gazal? Im ke'en she gazal yachsir, vim lav damim ba'alma ba'ishlume. If you have the ke'en she gazal, if you have the actual item, be'en, if it's still intact, you return the actual object, the gzela. But if not, so then you have to pay damim ba'alma ba'ishlume. You need to pay that amount. So if it's not Kein Shagazal, meaning if it's not the initial form, that means there was a Shinoi, you don't have to return that initial object. Again, it's saying, when you return the Gzela, only when it's Kein Shagazal, if it's still the initial Gzela. But if it changes form, if there's a Shinoi, then I'm allowed to pay back money, which means I get to keep the initial Gzela, Shinoi is Kone. That's the Raya from the Pasuk. The Tanina, the Mishnah that tells us this then is, HaGozel Eitzim Vasan Kelim. Person steals wood, and he turns it into some type of utensil. Tzemer, he steals wool, v'asan begadim, he makes them into clothing. Mishalim kishas gzela, he pays whatever the value was at the shas gzela. Why doesn't it say you pay the actual clothing? Give back the kalim, give back the beged. Elamai, we see, if there's a shinur, you get to keep the kelim, you get to keep the beged, you just have to return the money, the value of the shas gzela. So that's the mission that says shinur is kone as well. Inami, another mission that tells us din, the mission later on, lo hispik litna lo ad shitzavo pater. This mission is talking about Reishis HaGez, the first shearings of that season. You cut the wool from the sheep, so there's you have to give it to the Kohen. So let's say he cuts it off, and before he gives it to the Kohen, he dyes it. So then he's actually pater from giving the actual shearings. Why? Because we see Shinui's Kone. So that's what it means. Lo hispik litna lo, if he's not able to, doesn't come up giving it to the Kohen, ad shitzavo, until he's actually dyed it, then he's pater from giving it. How can he do this? This is Matnos Kuhuna. Because there's a shinoi, he gets to keep it. So we have three different places, one pasuk and two mishnayos that teach the din of shinoi kono. Alma, shinoi kone. So Gemara says...
It's interesting that, they brought Beit Shammai before in a much weaker proof than this one, no?
Beit Shammai before...
The Beit Shammai holds that shinoi is not kone.
Correct.
It's not kone, but even a gana, right?
Even a Ganav, right, it seems.
This is like very, very clear.
Yes, I'm not sure what Beit Shammai would respond to this. He would have to have some response, unless he says there's a difference between Esnan versus Gzela. I don't know, I don't see Tosafot suggesting this.
Before he said that there is, according to Beit Shammai, there is no difference.
Right, so he'll have to deal with it some other way, I don't know how,
right.
But he'll have to deal with it. Eina Hanami. Gemara now says, so that's all about Shinoi. So then the Gemara says, Yish. Amri Rabbanan Dinikne. Chachamim say that Yish, if a person, the owner is Miyayish, he gives up hope of a object, so an individual can be Kone from that. Mihu lo yadinan idiraisa idirabanan. They're not sure if the Indian, the Kinyan of Yish, is a deraisa type of Kinyan or a derabanan type of Kinyan. So the Gemara says, idiraisa, is it a deraisa Kinyan? Mi de dehave amotzi aveda. So is it similar to an aveda? If I find an aveda and I know that he's Miyayish, the halacha is I'm allowed to keep it. I don't have to return it. If there's no simanim, or if I know he's miyayish, I could keep it. That's a concept that exists on a deraisa level. So, lav kevend miyayish, amide to have a motzei aveda. Motzei aveda, the guy who finds an aveda, lav kevend miyayish, mare, mine. Is it not because the initial owner, the mare, is miyayish, he gave up hope on this? Mekame de tese liade, before it got to the finder's hand, kanile, the finder keeps it. Hi Nami, this too also by the Ganav. If the Nignav is Meyayish, the Nignav is like there's no way I'm finding that robber. He's Meyayish on it. So do we say Hi Nami, the case of Gneva as well? Kevan de Meyayish Mare Kani Le Alma Kani. So do we say, since the Nignav gives up hope of ever finding his object, it's that I, as the Ganav, I'm Kone? Oh, Dilma, perhaps you could distinguish Lo Domya La Veda. Stealing is very different than an aveda. Why? Aveda hu dechi asiliyad de betera asiliyad de. When I found the aveda, it came with a complete heter. There was no issa. When I picked it up, I saw a glove on the floor, and there's no simon. I picked up a heter, so that's why it allows me. There's no competing factors there. Aval hai came to be sura asiliyad de. When I stole it, that was an issa. So that's the competing factor here. Maybe I should say I can't be makonit on a deraisa level. Only midrabanan hu damri. Maybe only the rabbanan allowed me to be konet as the ganav. Why? Damri rabbanan, the svar was, niknei mifnei takanas hashavim. Because let me keep it because takanas hashavim. What's takanas hashavim? The concept we find in the Gemara later on in Baba Kama and Sukkah. If I steal, let's say, a beam, right, they talk about it later on, I think maybe on a vase. I build a house. I'm not going to return that. I'm going to take my building down. So instead they said, you know, keep it. The guy's miyayish on it and just pay back the money. Here too also, if I need to return whatever I stole, either it's too hard, I stole so much, I can't return everything, or maybe I just won't be able to find it. So they were makel on the individual, just pay back money and keep the object, because the nignav's miyayish anyways. But that'd only be a deraisa, rather, that'd only be a kinyon midirabanan. So that's the suffek here. There's a lot going on here in the Rishonim, there's a lot going on here. Okay. There's one thing that comes up here, whether yish is hefker is yish, whether it's one of the same thing or not. That's a big discussion that comes up here, but we're going to keep it very, very superficial. Okay.
So according to this, in the Raisa, the Ghana would have to return the original Gneva.
If it's the Raisa?
Meaning me, the Raisa.
In the second side.
Right, but Rabbanan, but if it's irrelevant whether he did Yush or not, I don't understand.
They said in a situation where the nignav was miyayish.
Yes.
Then we said, well, let the ganav keep it in order to help him do tshuva better.
Keep it, but he has to pay it back. Meaning the whole issue of yush is only with reference that does he have to return the original ganeva or money?
Exactly.
That's the question.
Exactly right. He still owes money. The guy needs compensation.
So meaning that if the person steals something that is miyayish, he's coined it and he can give back money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But now we said that it's really that midrashay would have that use doesn't help. Midrabanan helps, so he should be able. So we should let him return.
The second side, we don't know. That's one side. The first side is it's deraisa.
This doesn't really come to maskana.
No, they said we know it works. We just don't know if it works deraisa or derabanan. That's what the Gemara says at this stage. Now, one underlying point here is, in general, there's a big concept called kinyane gzela. When a gazlan takes something away and steals it, there are some kinyanim that exist at that moment. He owns it. He has some responsibility for that object, and that comes out of this big discussion here as well. We mentioned it the other day as well, yeah. But this Gemara is very important for that. Is it because now the nigdah is miyayish, that allows me to be konet? Or irrespective of what he does, there's some kinyani gzela that exists when I aggressively take something, by yigzal sachanis, I take it away, there's some kinyani gzela that already take effect then. Then it comes along Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says in the bottom of Samech Vav Amin Aleph, Yish eino kone vafil midir barim. He argues entirely on this, that Yish does not work, and you have to return the actual object. So that's a big machlokas. And it sounds like from this we paskin, there's a big discussion, there's a huge Ramban in the back, in the Chamas Hashem, and the Baal Mor, who talk about this concept. You could spend weeks and weeks on this Ramban, and all the different rayas, putting everything together. Big sugya.
So he doesn't agree with the Takanas of Hashem.
Exactly. Now, in general, he might. Elsewhere, Takana Meresh, he agrees with a beam, he does agree to that. I think everybody agrees to. But this particular application of Takana Shashavim, he doesn't agree to. This case here, if a guy steals an object in general, then he would have to return it. But in that case of a beam.
Only when something is not retrievable.
I think so. Exactly. I think that's the idea. Okay, the Gemara now says, Eisive, asks the question. Eisive, Rav Yosef, the Rabbah. So gezel gazel chametz v'avar l'va pesach. If I steal chametz, and now pesach comes, and now it becomes the usher, I need to return the object to him. So what do I say? Omer lo, I say to the nignav, harei shachal fenacha. Here's your chametz. V'hai kevin demate idan isura v'ad miayish. So wait a second. The nignav says the guy stole my bread. It's chametz. I don't need the chametz. I can't use the chametz. It's usher b'hana. He's miayish, never getting it back. He didn't care for the chametz anymore. Yet we still see, even though there's yish, he still, the gazlan still owes back the money to the initial guy. So even though he's miyayish, the yish doesn't take effect. The gazlan, I as the gazlan, I'm a konet. V'sakadaitach yish kana, if really true, that I as the gazlan can be konet when he's miyayish it, amai omer lo harei shel chalfanecha. How can I say, here's your money? So Gemara says, dami ma'al yabai shlumilei. He has to pay real money, not simply returning the object. I own the object now. So it must be the fact I'm allowed to return the object of the chametz is that yish is not koneh. So Amar Leih, so Rava says, back to Rav Yosef, ki kamina ana, when I said my statement, when yish is koneh, zeh misyayish v'zeh rotu liknos. When the nignav is miyayish, and the ganav wants to be koneh, but ha zeh misyayish v'zeh eni rotu liknos. So in this case of the chametz, inachnami, the nignav is miyayish, he doesn't want the chametz anymore, but me as a ganav, I don't care for the bread anymore either. So I'm not roach, you can't make me kone something if I don't want to. A kinyan requires das. It certainly requires the das of the kone, and most likely requires das hamakne as well, which is a whole other discussion.
Why would you say that he didn't want to be kone if he stole it before Pesach?
Well, the guy was only miyayish when Pesach came. He wanted to find the bag.
At the moment of the gzela, he was kone because he was before Pesach.
No, but at that moment, the guy wasn't miyayish yet. At what point is he miyayish?
So both the das to be kone and the moment of yush have to be the same, according to this.
That's what it sounds like. I imagine.
Otherwise, it would make no sense because at the moment he stole it, I'm sure he wanted it because he could eat it, the gazela.
Right. I would imagine you could have yush earlier than the das akone. That could happen. But you can't have, I want to be kone, and you miayish later on. That won't work. First, you have to be misalik your kinin, your ownership, and then later on, I could be kone. But at this point, we're assuming.
So they were only miayish once Pesach was over because they know that even if they get it, it's.
Right. And I don't want to be kone at that point, and it's worthless.
So it has to be, right. So it has to be
important. Just to make you happy, right? He's also making hefker. It was called chamira.
That's another discussion. How does that work? Whose responsibility is at that point to miyayish it and to be mafker?
Well, certainly he was miyayish when he made it hefker.
Right. So I wonder if that's what it means here when he says, of course he's miyayish it, meaning he did a kol chamira.
So, but in that case he would be koneh because people say kol chamira before this man and the guy can still be using it.
But he won't want it anymore. Yeah, that guy also.
Listen, I still have half hour to eat it.
Could be. Okay, so I'm not sure. It could be just that Pesach came, the Chametz came, and he wanted it anymore. Okay. Asks the Gemara now, six lines down, Eisivei Abai, the Rabbah, Karbono Lo Gazel. The Pasuk says, in Vayikra, you have to bring your carbon Shalom, and you can't steal bring something that's been stolen. That doesn't work as a carbon. Heichidami. What's the situation where you might bring a stolen carbon that we're saying doesn't work? Hilei Melifnei Yish. If we're saying that I stole a guy's object and tried using it as a carbon, so Lomali Krop, Shitalei. If I take it and you, it's yours, it has your name on it, and you're not miyayish in it, of course I can't bring that as a carbon. So that's obvious. Too obvious. Elalav l'achar yish. It must be after you're miyayish on it. So I stole the object from the guy, and he's miyayish on it. So the halach is that I cannot bring that as a carbon. So shmamina yish l'kone. Because if yish was kone, then now it's mine, and I, of course I could bring it as a carbon. So this is the raya that Abaye, in protecting Rav Yosef, says that yish is not kone. So Amrle Rabba, it probably should be Rabba. Amrle Rabba says back. Yeah, it should be Rabba. I don't know, but I'm guessing it's Rabba. Amrle Rabba says back to defend himself. Ulatamech, wait a second. According to your Svara, Hod Desani, the Brisa that teaches us, Mishkavo Vulohagazel. What's this referring to? It's referring to a person who's Tameh and sits on a bed, so he's Matameh that bed. So Mishkavo, his bed, but Vulohagazel, he can't steal someone else's bed and sit on it and make that Tameh. Hey Chidami, what's the case there? Ilema de Gazel Amra of Avde Mishkav, if he stole some, what's a wool or some type of material.
Is this a complete understand? What is this Brisa? We didn't bring this Brisa.
It's a new Brisa now, yeah. He's bringing this Brisa to ask Akasha and Karbana. So now we're talking about a Mishkava. A guy sits in a Mishkav and he makes a Tame, but Vloha Gazel. So if it's a case where he stole the material and made a bed out of it, Mi'ikul Manda Mashino Maisa Lokane, everybody agrees that Shino Maisa is going to affect it. Yish is another discussion. Shinoi Mimela is another discussion, which is the changing of the name. But Shinoi Maisa, when there's a serious Maisa, everybody agrees, don't get involved with Beishama right now, but Shinoi Maisa, everybody agrees to change it. So if I take wool and make it into a clothing, I take wool and make it into bed, that's Vandai Kona. So that can't be a case of Mishkavo v'lo Gazel, because that's a for sure mine, that's Mishkavo. So what's the case of Gzeila? That's not Tameh. Elamai Yish L'Cholamemer. What am I saying here? De Gazel Mishkav De Chavre. I stole my friend's bed. Not that I stole his wool and made it into a bed. There's no Shinoi here. No Shinoi at all. I stole his actual bed. Hachanami De Gazel Carbon De Chavre. Not that I stole his animal and then I was Makdish's animal. He had a carbon that he was Makdish's animal to bring as a Chatas, to bring as an Ola. I stole that animal. I stole his carbon. That's where we're saying it doesn't work. But if it's a situation where I stole it, and then he was miyayish it, Rabba says, Eina chanami, I could bring that as a carbon. That would work because yish is kona. The case again here is where I took his actual carbon, that doesn't work anymore. Okay, let's go further. Gemara says now, Eisive, Abai, the Rav Yosef. Now Abai asks the Rav Yosef, Oros shel bal habayis, so the various hides of a bal habayis, Machshava mitamasan. The machshava alone is mitamidem. Vishel avdan ein machshava mitamasan. What's going on here? Look at Rashi. See, Rashi says machshava mitamasan. Bala bias ein asr the mocher. Now, Bala bias, when he has hides, he doesn't sell them. Veosemhen mitos vidulpakios vitavlokos. He uses it for beds and other types of things in the house. Umishechishev aleim ledavar shiroilo. If he says, I want to use this piece of skin for something, for a bed, let's say, below chisaron malacha, mikablin tuma miyad. If the leather is really prepared to be used as a bed, I don't know how they use leather as a bed, but it was used as a bed, and didn't require any further ma'isa to it. But the very fact that I decided in my mind to use this as a bed, it works. The machshava, and now it's a kli. The lacha is that only kalim can be metamet. So once I have machshiv it to be a kli, so now it can become tamet if something touches it, that's tamet. Vishel avdan. What's Shel Avdan, says Rashi? Ha'asar limkor is someone who sells leather. So he sells them. Ein machshavaso mitimaso. His thought to use this leather for a certain kli doesn't work. David dimam lechumazvin. People, they always change their minds. You know, actually, this leather should be used for a bed. It should be used for this kalim. So their machshav alone is always changing because that's how they do it as workers and sellers. Because I guess the guy is just selling the leather. Now, I as a purchaser, maybe he thought to use it as a bed, but I decided to use this as my shoes. So just because the seller has a certain thought, that machshava doesn't make a difference because he's not really the owner of what's going to be used. So that's the klal.
I think he's talking about I think we're talking before he's going to use it like a cover to the bed, not the bed itself.
Oh, whichever, yeah, it could be. A sheet?
Like it's a shatiyah, yeah, like a cover.
Okay, fine.
Because I think he's contemplating using it for himself, and the concern, and not the concern, but we recognize he may change his mind and decide to sell it.
Instead of just using...
So his mind isn't so fixed.
Okay. So his mind's never, his machshava is never nigmara. About bias, he makes a decision. He's not always thinking about other options. Oh, it's good for a bed, let's use it for a bed. So the machshava of the Baal Bais is it makes it roi for tumah, and the shel avdan, the machshava does not make it roi for tumah. Further, the Braisa says, shoganov machshava mitamasam, shogazlan ein machshava mitamasam. So what does ganov and gazlan have to do with anything? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, shoganov machshavasam mitamasam. Dikininu biyush. The ganav is kona biyish. Why? The kasavar stam gneva yish bailam hi delo yada leman l'tavo. A ganav, we know by definition, is a guy who comes in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day when no one's around. And the owner says, there's no way I'm getting this back. I have no idea who to look for, who stole it. So stam ganav is yish, and therefore the ganav is kona biyish, and when he has the machshava to use it for something, that's mitama. But a gazan, we know, comes, he's more brazen, comes in the middle of the day when he's home, or nighttime when he's home, he steals it, and I know who stole it from me, I'm going to catch him, I'm not miyayish on it just yet, therefore, when a gazan steals it, ain machshava mitamasan, because the gazan's not the baal bais. Only the owner of the object has the ability to make it roi, to be a kli. Comes along, the Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon omer chilv hadvarm, it's the opposite. Shogazan machshava mitamasan. No, Dafka Gazan has the ability. His machshava can make it roi for tumah, but vishoganov ein machshava mitamasan. The fish shilonis yaish bailam. What's the svar of the Rabbi Shimon? It's the opposite. So the idea is, says Rashi here. Rashi says chiluv hadvarim stam gizela ika yish dechevan de einay gazla minay inish alma alamahu. He's a strong guy. Any gazan who's willing to break into a home with somebody there is a pretty strong guy. There's no way I'm going to get him, try to chase him down. Even if I know who he is and where he lives, the fact that he's so brazen, there's no way I'm going to face him. So I'm giving up. The ganav's a coward. He's a coward. So I'll look for some evidence. I'll try to find this little coward. He's scared to face me. So I'm strong enough to face him whenever I find the guy. So Rabbi Shimon thinks it's the opposite. So either way, this is machlokas. You have to be the owner in order to have the machshava mitamas. So we see from all this, though, shma mina yish kona. Everybody agrees that if there is yish, then there's kinyan. They're just arguing which case will create yish. Will it be a gazan that creates yish, or will it be a ganav that creates yish? But everybody agrees yish is kona. So this is a kasha to Rav Yosef, who says yish ain't a kona. So Amr says the Gemara, Amr le hacha b'mayaskinan kigon shikitsan. No, this is not a case of yish, it's a case of kitsan, where they did a maisa as well. Look at Rashi. Rashi is shikitsan diromir balaz. I don't know what that means exactly. Is there an English translation? Is that meant to cut or something?
You trimmed it.
Okay, I trimmed it. So I'm not sure what diromir means.
Straight, yeah.
Okay, they made it straight. Di'ika tarti shinoi maisa v'yish. Ule'olam yish greida lokani. Yish alone, yish standing alone doesn't work. But yish plus a maisa, if you remember the Gemara in Lulav HaGazel, in the third parak of Sukkah, talks about this also. If there's yish plus a shinoi maisa, that will create a kinyan. So that's what's going on here. Even Rav Yosef will agree, yish plus shinoi maisa will be a kinyan. So then the Gemara says, Maskiv la rabba bar rav chanan v'halo itzva shenukan v'itzva ein tzar kitzua. What's itzva? Says Rashi, "Valo itzva shanukan shechishav alein leitzva dol b'ki she'ochen alav v'kein shulchanu." I'm not sure exactly say itzva, but something that can be right that doesn't require any further ma'aseh. How do they define itzva? Say it in English. A tray. Okay. So it's a tray. Aren't we talking about a tray? And a tray doesn't require any trimming. You use it as is. The Tan, the Mishnah says, "Kol makom shein chisaron mlacha machshava metamasa." Anything that doesn't require a further mlacha, like this tray, then machshava will be metame. And yesh chesaron mlacha, if it is lacking a further mlacha, it does require some further tending to. Ein machshava metamasa. The machshava will not affect it until the mice is complete. Chutz min ha'itzvah, except for the itzvah, except for this tray. That what says Rashi two wide lines down. Even though it is lacking some level of trimming, it's not so neat, it's functional without the trimming, and therefore it's tameh even with the machshava alone. So that's the case. You can't say that we're talking about a case of you need a maisa as well. Somehow the Gemara thinks we're talking about a case here of a tray. So Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, Hai milsa kasha be rabba l'Rav Yosef esin v'tartin shanim. This matter, Rabba, and they were Bar Pluktas, and the Gemara then, the Horyos talks about, they had a machlokas, who should be the Rosh Hashiva. So Rabba had this question for Rav Yosef for 22 years. He was attacking him for 22 years straight. Lo Ifrkei, and Rav Yosef didn't have a good answer. Ad de Yosef Rav Yosef Bereisha, until Rav Yosef was appointed to be the Rosh Hashiva, as the Gemara tells us again at the end of Maseches Horyos, Upirka, and he answered the question. He says, you know what the answer is? Okay, you're right, there's no Shinui Maisa here. There's no need for Maisa. But Shinui Hashem, Kishinoi Maisa Dami. A Shinoi Hashem, if there's a change in the name, the title of it, that's as if there was a Shinoi Maisa done to it. So the fact that this object goes from a leather to a tray, that Shinoi Hashem is considered a Shinoi Maisa, that plus a Yish, even Rav Yosef will agree, will be a Kinyan. The Gemara says, Shinoi Maisa, what's the svar for this? If you ask me on the street, I would not say that. Shinoi Maisa, where you cut something, you change it, that makes sense. That's a Shinoi. A name changes. I call this a leather, now I'm calling it a tray. That doesn't make sense to me that should be a Shinoi. So the Gemara explains. Shinoi Maisa, my timer, why does Shinoi Maisa work as a Kinyan? Hasam Meikara Eitim, Hashta Kalim. First there were Eitim, another Kalim. Shinoi Hashem, Nami Meikara Karula Mashcha, Hashta Av Razin. So first I call them, what's Mashcha here? Hide, and now I'm calling it Avrazin, which I'm guessing is a tray. Okay, so it's just something has changed. One is a change in the action, one's change in what I'm calling, what I'm using it as, but that's the same idea. There's some level of Shinoi, which is enough to create a Kinyan. Okay, now the Gemara asks, Vare Meresh Deika Shinoi, the Shinoi Hashem, when it comes to the beam, De Meikara Kishura, the Hashatala. First it's a beam, and now it's my roof. It's part of my house. But yet, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Alamarish hagazel shebanu bebira shenotel damav mipnei takanas hashavim. And we mentioned this before, if a person steals a beam and places it in his house or his building, so he has to return the money. He returns the money because we want him to do tshuva. Otherwise, if he has to take down his whole building, he's not going to return it. So the Gemara's medayik, taima mipnei takanas hashavim, only because we want him to have an opportunity for tshuva. Do we let him keep the beam? But had not been for that, Hadar Bain, he has to return the beam. But why? Isn't there a Shinoi Hashem? It was a beam and now it's a roof. So the Shinoi Hashem should be a Shinoi Maisen, it should be Kone. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Meresh Shmolav. Even when the beam is in the roof, it's part of the ceiling, it's still called a Marish, it's still called a beam. And therefore it's very different. The Tanya, how do I know this? How far should I go here? See, the Tanya, the Brisa says, if you okay, quoting a pasuk here in Yecheskel, it says v'tzalos habayis, the ribs of the house elu hametaltatin, how do they say metaltatin? Rashi says hametaltatin hamalti kedamin b'shutvin shenosin nisarim saviv pischei chalonos u'psachin. Sounds like there's like trimmings around the window.
Casings.
Okay, around the window. The ha'ovim, the pasuk says, and the Gemara interprets it to mean what's ha'ubim? It should be elu ha'merishus, referring to the beams. So what's the proof from this? So we see Rashi says alma baser hachi karle nami merishus. Even though after it's placed in the house, it's still called a beam, and that's his raya. Let's go to the next one. Rabbi Zeir Amar, Shinei Hachoz Lepriyaso B'Shinei Hashem Lo Havei Shinei B'Shinei Hashem She'ein Hachoz Lepriyaso. Maybe we should stop here then, maybe. So one line. Rabbi Zera said, "B'Shinei Hachoz Lepriyaso B'Shinei Hashem Lo Havei Shinei." But the Shinei that goes back, that can return back to its initial use, then we say it's not considered a Shinei. So what's he doing? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Zera Amar, Amarish Hainu Taima Delo Makne B'Shinei Hashem. The reason why the beam is not koneh with a kinoh Shinei Hashem, even Rav Yosef says normally Shinei Hashem is koneh, Mishum Dechod L'Briyasahu. Im Yisaseh Havei Kishur Kedemikar. If you destroy the building, this beam is going to be no different than it was before. Aval Avrazan, which is the tray, Sulo Mikri Mashcha. Once it's used as a tray, you can't view this as a regular height anymore. I'm not sure why that is necessarily, even though you haven't done a Maisa to it. A beam is always a beam. It can always go back to the initial form as opposed to the tray. We're saying in case he didn't have to trim it though.
The tray,
you don't have to trim.
What? The tray, you don't have to trim.
You
right.
Just call it a tray. Let me see what they say down here.
Once a tray, always a tray.
Tray, you know. I'm not sure exactly why the tray can be used back. All right, either way, this is the today's daf, and everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. I'll see you next week on Monday. Mitzvah Good Chodesh.